You're listening to a podcast series from Vietcetera Production. Vietnam is forecasted to be one of the fastest growing economies in Southeast Asia and the world. To understand the dynamics behind Vietnam's miracle growth, Vietcetera meets with business leaders every week to discuss the country's future growth prospects. We also learn about how they build and manage teams and why they think innovation will be key to Vietnam's role in the world order. Good morning, guys. Welcome to another episode of Vietnam Innovators. I'm your host, Hao Tran. As always, thank you for tuning in every single week and supporting the show. Without you, there would not be me and the show and our guest. Today, we've got a special guest. His name's Dragan. Yes, Dragan, you heard it, but not with an O, with an A at the end. Dragan Bozic. He is half Italian, half Croatian. He'll talk a little about his background in a bit. He is the CEO and founder of Repay. Repay, some of you may have seen that if you shop online. It's a BNPL solution service. BNPL stands for Buy Now, Pay Later. It's a huge, I guess you could say, industry that's growing and service that's provided to consumers in the US and Europe and other parts of Asia. In Vietnam, we're beginning to see more of it. I don't know a lot of it, but Dragan, of course, is our expert, so he's here to share. I am myself, of course, fully a user of BNPL in Vietnam as well, but Dragan can share more. Dragan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for hiring me.
Yes, of course. Dragan, let's just start. Like, what is BNPL?
All right. So there are many interpretations, but in essence, it's a new shopping service that allows consumers to make a purchase and pay in installments over a period of time. Differently from traditional cash loans, does not require the user to provide proof of income and what the banks traditionally ask. So it's a digital native product integrated in modern retailers that allows to get to the service in a couple of minutes compared to everything else. And it technically, the way it works, it's leveraged data and analytics for the first underwriting of for the approval of the client. And the data is basically the previous transactional history from the e-commerce or the retail platform. So this, we believe, it's a massive advantage for Vietnam because only 5% of the population has a credit card. And so we are here to bring this innovative way of paying, which is not just a payment method. It aggregates many other services, typically coming from, I define it a convergence in between payment, digital banking, and retail services under one big umbrella, which is called Buy Now, Pay Later.
Got it. Yeah, it's a growing ecosystem, and here in Vietnam, relatively new. Hence why I wanted to ask you about the introduction of what that stands for exactly. But in a nutshell, you know, all that's great. Basically, you said the customer journey, 2 minutes. So within, let's say you're on an e-commerce website about to buy some shoes, and you have the Visa option, you have the MasterCard option, you have cash on delivery, and then BNPL is starting to pop up. Yep. So walk me through that customer journey exactly. You say 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm about to buy my shoes on the site. How does that work exactly? I put in my name, address, what else?
You know, modern retailers nowadays, they don't speak anymore about a specific technology or a specific channel. They speak about omnichannel.
Okay.
And so omnichannel, it's, you know, it's consumer at the center and technology and services built all around the consumers. And so Buy Now, Pay Later gets plugged in a sort of consultancy way built within modern retailers on how to support the sale and the post-sale within across all sale touch points. And so on online, for example, you will browse for your product, you will pick up the shoes, you will find Repay among all the other payment methods, like Momo, ZaloPay, credit cards or debit cards. You will opt for Repay. You will immediately see how much you pay either immediately or when is the first installment, so the split of the total of the payment. If you have good purchase history, so it means that you are an existing retailer customer, you have the try and buy formula, which is basically allows you to receive the item, check if it's the right size, if it's the right item, and if you don't want it, you can just send it back. So this first service technically solves a bunch of issues. So for the retailer, the largest problem they have in returning items, it's not the shipping, that's the easy part, but it's the reconciliation of the money, right? And so since we step in, there is no transactions in the first 14 days. So technically the item goes to the customer. It's a great customer protection. The customer has not paid anything yet. If the item is right, the customer will keep the item and it will pay the first installment 14 days
later. So it's a solution not just for consumers who want to have BNPL offerings, but also for the retailers who it takes one more piece out of the equation for them in terms of selling and servicing the customer.
That's right. Like. So if you look at the business model is B2B2C, meaning Repay without great retailers, it's nothing, right? Great retailers has great brands. Gen Z and millennials, so the new generations who are starting to understand there are much better payment options than COD or credit cards. They always look for alternatives. They are attracted by the brands that the great retailer sells. So the first part of the equation is, what do we target in the marketplace? So B2B, great retailers. The second part of the equation is, how do we integrate seamlessly online and offline Repay with great retailers so that existing customers and new customers has state of the art of shopping experience, which is something that, you know, I'm half Italian. So in Europe or in the US, we take it for granted, right? Sort of Amazon delivers you with a drone in Seattle in 3.5 hours, right?
Before, I want to hear about your journey in building the company as well. But before we do that, why BNPL? I'm a consumer and I have all these payment options. What are the top 1, 2, 3 reasons that I should buy my shoes with Repay as opposed to the other payment options?
Buy now, pay later, actually, it's much more than just payment. It's, you know, it's money management tool. It's the possibility to decide how much you want to spend within your mobile application. It's the possibility to return an item, to chat with each individual retailer you buy the goods from. And so it's an aggregator of services that the new generations are finding very, very, very interesting. The benefit of postponing the payment, obviously, especially for young professionals, folks who works honestly, who receive a salary on their bank account, who pay their bills, who shop online and offline, who has an ATM card, who has a digital banking app, who pays cash on delivery, and who does not have a credit card. And so for this group of people, which is approximately 30 million people in Vietnam.
Yeah, I was about to ask.
Okay. It's the market size, it's pretty big. We are talking about young professionals who has a bank account, who has a job, who received a salary on the bank account.
It sounds like the entire Gen Z millennial population.
And the next thing they do, they go to the ATM to take the cash because the social behavior in Vietnam, it's still 75% of the payments are paid cash. And so what happens is that in this scenario, the banks lacks the information about where is their customer going to spend the money that takes from the ATM, right? Which is one of the reasons why the Gen Z and millennials are not granted the credit card, because actually credit card it's granted upon, you know, spending behaviors, right? And so the bank technically knows very little where the cash gets spent, right? Now, where is this information? It's within the merchants, right? Because that user, she's Miss Lynn, 25, she earns 27 million a month. She has always paid cash on delivery. She does not have a credit card. She received a salary on the 29th or 30th of the month. It's the 25th. She wants the shoes, the bag, and also the weekend in the lot with the boyfriend. And she's tight on cash. Okay. And so now Rebater steps in and offers the possibility to split over two salaries instead of paying all in once.
Let's stop there. So this all sounds really great, right? And I mean, I know BNPL already, but I'm more asking this question for our audience who might not be familiar. What's the catch? Because I mean, I'm sure there's a way, like additional fees, or and if there are fees, why should those consumers pay them when they can pay it all at once, right? Like, maybe you can break that down a little bit.
So at Repay, we make money by charging the merchant with what's called the MDR model, merchant discount rate. And we charge a small fee, which is very, very transparent, of 3% to the consumer. Currently, our average transaction value or in between all our retailers integrated, it's around 1.1 million VND.
Okay.
And so we have seen that for folks who does not have a credit card, who can get access to a shopping allowance, the way we call it, for up to 4.5 million VND in 2 minutes without going to through traditional struggle and hassle, give me the household, give me this, give me that. It's not really a barrier for paying a 3% commission fee for this kind of service. As a founder and entrepreneur, right, I've always asked by, you know, my investors and, you know, people I work with, what is your vision? Why are you doing this, right? And so I'm doing it for building a sustainable business, right? Because at Repay, first, we care about our people, okay, as a family. And so, you know, one of the reason why I came to Vietnam, it's to build a successful company. And so the idea of working on a successful company that never reached profitability in time, right? It was just something that I could not process from my, maybe I'm 41, but I have traditional way of thinking, right? Sustainability comes with profitability and transparency. Now, in the market, what happens is that some folks, they offer buy now, pay later free of charge. But then it turns out that you are charged a 30% late fee if you are one day late in paying, right? And so in go-to-market, we have tried it, okay? We say, okay, let's try to, you know, we have done A-B tests of what works or what doesn't before deciding should we charge both consumers and retailers, right? You know, we said, okay, let's see what happens on the other side, right? By being transparent and informing that there is a fee, which, by the way, on a transaction of on 1 million VND, it's 30,000 Vietnamese dong.
Is that per month or?
No, that's on the transaction. Total value. On the transaction. Okay. Right? And so, you know, we said, okay, let's try this approach. And with this approach, actually, we have returning customers who are super happy to use our service. And so, you know, buy now, pay later, in the end, it's a sort of credit, right? The real question is, like, you know, should it be free of charge or should it be that the customer opts in for paying a small fee for great technology, great customer experience, great mobile application, never miss a payment because we set reminders. It's excellent customer journey. And so it turns out that we were right in selecting the business model. And in this way, what we can do, so by charging basically a little bit the merchant and a little bit the consumer. Turns out that we are pretty much flexible in go-to-market. So for example, in acquiring retailers, we can sort of cost less in the early days, because one of the main roadblocks in bringing the buy now, pay later innovative solution in the Vietnamese market is typically, I'm not paying, this is from the retailer, I don't want to pay until you prove me the value, right? And so, which I fully agree, right? Which I fully agree. Why should I charge the retailer, who, by the way, it's a large organization, which has invested millions and millions of dollars to acquire the customers, and it's really, really attentive on what they integrate in their ecosystem. So we have found a balance in between charging a little bit the retailer and a little bit the consumer.
And this is compared to other solutions in the market that charge only the consumer or only the merchant.
Yeah, typically the buy now, pay later in the market charges only the retailer, right? What happens is that, seen it already in other markets, right? So say that you run business model number one, you charge only the merchant, and I run business model number two, and I charge a little bit the merchant and a little bit the consumer, right? So if we are sitting with the same retailer, say Nike, right? And I offer to Nike free of charge for the first year, okay? And I still have a little stream of revenue, right? That is looking at sustainability of the business, right? And so this is when I started the conversation by building a sustainable company. The idea of building a vulnerable business where I go to Nike and say, you know, typically you charge the retailer a fee that can be in between 1.5% to 7%, okay? Depends from many factors, right? From the margins, from the industry, from the vertical. So if I charge Nike 3%, okay, and PayPal come after me, obviously with much more cash, right? And they charge 1.5%, right? Then if I don't charge the consumer, I, you know, I've already lost.
There's no sense of accountability as well, in a way. Like if it's all on the merchant, you know, the consumer, it almost incentivizes bad behavior in a way.
I think it's a way of, you know, of envisioning product and services. I envision product and services where folks who are happy to opt in are also happy to pay a small fee, okay? I pay $10 a month for, you know, Headspace, for simply meditating and breathing within the app. So, you know, I'm happy to do that, right? It's a great app. It's a great service. So same way we see Repay, right? So we are an alternative. We want to attract the best retailers and the best consumers. And I think that, you know, smart consumers, they don't have problems in paying 30 cents US dollars or $1, you know, for a great service.
Dragon, so according to my notes here, I've been reading about Repay. You guys have some great partnerships with a couple banks here in Vietnam. You've made some progress. It's been about a year since you've started, more or less, launched the product, rather. What's next for scaling up? Because you guys have some merchants, you have some partnerships. You need a lot of both still, of course. It's just the beginning. What's that next step in terms of bringing the business up and getting more people to use the BNPL?
Yes, we do have great partnerships. Actually, we work with leading retailers and financial institutions. So we collaborate with Momo, we collaborate with VNG, we collaborate with payment gateways, different ones. And so the way for us to go to market, it's to let financial institution ecosystem understand that we have great technology, right? There is way to bring value in the market, right? You can, you know, try to do it on your own journey in solitude, right? Or you can say to Vietnamese banks or financial institutions saying, well, look, this is my mission. My mission is to provide value to modern Vietnamese retailers and consumers. This is the technology we have, okay? Can we work together, right, on reaching out your retailers? And maybe once we understand, and once you understand what is in reality buy now, pay later, maybe addressing it to the retail banking customers. And so our approach now with two banks, it's basically to let them understand how the technology works. In order to acquire retailers, obviously we have our sales team, and that's, you know, perpetual machine of reaching out. Hello, we are Repay, this is what we offer, right? Then with the bank partners now, we are working on some great pilot project on a little bit larger scale with some of the top Vietnamese retailers.
Okay.
And eventually the step two of this partnership with the banks would be the integration of our technology inside digital banking apps, which would allow Repay to reach millions of consumers at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you see in terms of the number of users on the customer side in let's say 2 years time? In an ideal world, how many people are going to be using BNPL?
We see now with data that the user uses service twice a month, right?
Okay.
And it spends $50, so that's $100 per month. Multiplied 12, right? That's an annualized per customer generated GMV. We are working obviously to become one of the top players in the market, with all the respect with, you know, everybody who is trying to bring other value in the market. So whoever brings value, I wish them to succeed. For now, the mission is focus on the product, focus on the customer experience, focus on working and hiring the best talents that we can in Repay. And then regarding the numbers, we are not that much stressed about the numbers. We are stressed about finding out what really works for the Vietnamese young generation, Gen Z and millennials. And so, you know, BNPL still has to prove everything in Vietnam. We are testing, we are seeing it. If we reach 1 million customers on 30 million addressable market size in 2022, it's already big. We have solved one tiny proportion of the problem, which is accelerating the advent of digital transactions versus cash on delivery.
In the market, there's a few other players, obviously. Not just players, but other payment options, let alone that. Do you see multiple BNPL players coexisting in the market?
If you walk into a Zara shop in Sydney, at the metal detector at the entrance, you have seven options.
Of BNPL?
Yeah. Wow. Afterpay, Zip.co, Splitit. And the reason is that everybody is specialized in different financial offering, or it's targeting different audiences or different folks. So, you know, we have never seen one single market, US, Australia, Asia,
Vietnam,
or where, you know, one player comes and takes the whole piece of the cake. It doesn't work like that. So typically buy now, pay later, it's a fast onboarding of customers at a very, very either free of charge or at very, very low cost, right? And with time, you structure different financial products, either cross-selling with financial partners like mm-hmm. banks, or if you get to any license on your own.
Dragan, thank you for sharing about the BNPL industry and a little bit about Repay. I think we've learned quite a bit. I'd like to step back and learn about you a little bit and you as a CEO. I always like to ask startup founders that because as a startup founder myself, I think talking about this stuff really showcases your team's character and what you have, hopefully what it takes to get to the next level. Repay, what are some of the values that you lead your team by that will help differentiate yourselves in this whole startup race, especially in BNPL?
Yeah, so the main mission, it's at the interview level, it's what value you can provide to the company, right? And simple, because we are passing value from you know, employee organization Repay to B2B and consumer market, right? And so the values that we have, it's that first of all, it's a family, right? So every new hire, it's very attentive, the process of onboarding, because we want to create this culture where it's not just work. In fact, our office, it's in one of the best co-working in Ho Chi Minh at the Century. People loves to come there. Sometimes the team comes earlier because Vietnamese culture, right? Breakfast together. And so the first part is let the team enjoy while working. Because if they do not enjoy, then the consequence is that you have a very high churn of people coming, people leaving, which comes at company expense in terms of formation, right? In terms of investing my own time and my management team time mm-hmm. into creating good managers. And so first part, it's our team needs to be happy in doing what they're doing. The second part is the team is happy to stay as much as they learn, right? So the great thing about Repay that I myself learn every day, which is one of the most exciting things. And so this replicated to everybody in the team. Mm-hmm. Every day we find something new. That's also super exciting. In terms of value to the retail market, we then with a great team try to bring this value outside. And so especially coming post COVID, right, we have seen SMEs, small medium enterprises, failing. We have seen people literally not understanding how long it would last. Some of them, unfortunately for them, they started to invest in online a little bit too late. So they had, proportion of offline sales, mm-hmm. 95% compared to online. And so our first mission is to support the retailers to acquire new customers, to improve their conversion rate, to sell more, to have less internal processes in terms of admin, reconciliations of the money, less returning items, and so on. When it comes to the consumer, the values that we want to provide, it's the best way to shop in Vietnam. That's what we want to bring as a value. So we just want to be that one solution where the customer will use Repay, say, well, this is something different, I like it. Mm. And so obviously great retailers, they already have great customers, and we start from there. And so we have found sort of a good funnel now by partnering with leading retailers, leading financial institutions. Mm-hmm. We are integrated with Momo, seamless customer journey, onboard the customer in 2 minutes, transact, check out in 2 minutes and a half, right? So receive the item, do not pay anything, return the item if you are not happy, pay the first installment 14 days later. So there is a really a chain of values that we try to improve on a daily basis.
Excellent. Dragon, thank you for joining the Vietnam Innovators Show.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure learning about BNPL and the Repay team. And I'm sure you guys are hiring, of course, and growing the team and all that.
We are. So, yeah. We are hiring. We are expanding our merchant acquisition team. Mm. It's a good point. And obviously, it's great to be in Vietnam to do it.
Cool. Well, guys, if you are looking for your jump into the startup world, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. And if you are considering Repay as a consumer or as a prospective job applicant, reach out to Dragon. You can find him on LinkedIn. It's in the comments below. Dragon, thank you for joining the show. And, you know, I look forward to seeing how BNPL and Repay, you know, turns out over the next coming years.
My pleasure.
It's going to be a fun journey for you guys, I'm sure.
Thank you very much for having me.
Guys, that concludes today's show of Vietnam Innovators. Thank you for tuning in every single week as you do. Look out for next week as we have another episode coming up, as always. It's been a pleasure. Your host, Hao Tran. I'll see you guys next week. See ya.
With a comprehensive healthcare ecosystem, GeoHealth integrates technology to optimize the examination experience for their customers. The Geo Smart Clinic provides a multi-specialty clinic experience with a team of elite doctors and cutting-edge technology. And with their recent Series B investment of up to $20 million, GeoHealth is coming closer to expanding their smart clinic system nationwide.
You can also check out the video version of this podcast on our other platforms such as YouTube and Facebook. New episodes are out every week. So don't forget to subscribe to Vietcetera's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube channel for more interesting content.